While we were doing the final preparations, getting all the equipment in place, going through the plans one last time, in parallel with that, the government scientific group was also reviewing the plans, and they raised a couple of issues which the National Incident Commander, Admiral Allen, felt it was worth putting the test on hold for 24 hours while we address those concerns. The risk through all this process is that somehow flow escapes outside of the casing. That's something we don't want to occur because we never want to take any action which could make things worse. So that's why it's so important to get this test right.
This video is a glimpse of Faisal Shahzad's mind before he tried to bomb New York's Times Square. And it's a piece of evidence that shows that indeed there was a connection between Faisal Shahzad and the Pakistani Taliban. The video surfaced today and it was first obtained and broadcast by Al Arabiya. This video shows that there is the connection between the Pakistani Taliban and Faisal Shahzad and this New York Times Square bombing. But I think we still don't know if the Taliban went to Faisal Shahzad, if they went out and recruited him, or if he came to the Taliban. These are two very different concerns for Washington.
A confrontation at sea has been averted after the captain of a Moldovan flagged ship, the Amalfiya, which has been sponsored by a Libyan aid organization trying to get 2,000 tons of relief supplies to Gaza, agreed to dock at the Egyptian port of El Arish. Egyptian authorities have agreed to let it dock and will help in unloading that shipment. The Egyptian authorities will facilitate its docking, unloading, and the transshipment of those goods from Egypt to Gaza via the Kerem Abu Salem crossing, where the goods will be inspected by Israeli officials before they get to Gaza.
Well, Bristol and Levi are opening up the new issue of Us Weekly, confirming that they are engaged. Levi proposed 2 weeks ago, and the craziest part is that Sarah Palin doesn't even know. Bristol moved out of her parents' home to her own condo in Anchorage. They got a little more accustomed to parenting, and as they worked out a custody plan, they started spending a lot more time together and then realized they wanted to reunite. Levi tells the new issue of Us Weekly that he's apologized. He said that he'd made up a lot of the hurtful words he said earlier publicly. So it does sound like their relationship is certainly on the mend.